You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Dental Association is calling on the government to deliver on its dental promises prior to World Oral Health Day. I spoke to Dr. Katie Ayers from the NZDA Access to Care spokesperson on the matter. The New Zealand Dental Association has obviously called on the government to improve New Zealand's dental care. So could you just give a bit of background on this?
Well, we're aware that a large proportion of the New Zealand population isn't able to attend the dentist regularly because there's basically no funding available for adults to go to the dentist. And so for over 25 years, the only funding really available for low-income adults has been the $300 emergency dental grant. And prior to the election, the Labor Party promised to increase this $300 grant to $1,000 for beneficiaries. And so we're really hoping that this will be brought into place before the next election.
Now, it also mentions here a bit about the government progressing a much-needed expansion for community water fluoridation. Sorry, I mispronounced that completely.
Fluoridation.
And how this will benefit millions of current and future generations.
So the background, I'm not actually the water fluoridation spokesperson, but the background to that is that only some communities in New Zealand are fluoridated, and it was up to local councils to decide whether or not to place optimal amounts of fluoride in the community water supplies. And last year there was a unanimous decision in Parliament to change that decision making from local councils to put it with the Director General of Health, so that the Director General of Health can mandate water fluoridation in communities, and, you know, ideally he or she, whoever it is at the time, would be ensuring that as many communities as possible receive optimal amounts of water fluoridation. You know, so that would significantly improve the oral health of all New Zealanders with teeth, not just children. Yeah.
I did just want to get your thoughts on World Oral Health Day and how New Zealanders can improve their oral health. Is there any recommendations that you have?
Sure, good idea. So World Oral Health Day is all about promoting oral health, and we're using that as an opportunity to remind New Zealanders about the government's promise prior to the election. But there's a lot that individuals can do to improve their oral health, such as eating a healthy diet, trying to minimise the number of snacks they have, brushing twice daily with a fluoride toothpaste, and seeing their dental professional regularly.
Yeah. Now, do you also think there maybe needs to be a bit more marketing surrounding oral health?
Possibly. I think most people know that no sugar is bad for their teeth, and most people know that they should brush their teeth twice a day. I think one of the things that I'm finding a lot of people don't realise is that not all toothpaste in the supermarket does contain fluoride. So some of the brands that are a little bit newer on the shelves don't always contain fluoride. So it's really important when you're choosing your toothpaste to make sure that it does contain a fluoride.
That was Dr. Katie Ayers from the New Zealand Dental Association speaking about calls for the government to deliver on its dental promises prior to World Oral Health Day, which is this Sunday, March 20th. So, yeah, brush your teeth.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.